Uuden musiikin iltavuoro.
Yle X. Seilulun mimmit kävivät eilen musisoimassa Yle X:n toimituksessa. Mutta tänään bändi esiintyy Helsingin Tavastia-klubilla, jossa he esiintyivät noin vuosi sitten Yle X esittää keikalla. Ja tuon keikan bändi nostaakin viime vuoden kiertueensa ykköskeikaksi. Nyt on yhtiöltä ilmestynyt kauan odotettu esikoisalbumi Lucid Dreaming, joka on täynnä hienoja kappaleita. Läpi albumin siellä on läsnä semmoinen unenomainen tunnelma. Ja sitä unenomaista tunnelmaa on myös tuo englanninkielinen sana Lucid Dream tarkoittaa. Eli selkounta. Ja selkouni on unta, jossa henkilö tiedostaa sen, että näkee unta. Se kuvastaa tosi hienosti ton albumin koko tunnelmaa. Yleensä Uuden musiikin ohjelmat on soittanut Se luuluta jo pitkään. Jo debyyttisinkusta Maybe Yousta lähtien. Uuden musiikin aamuvuoron Anne Lainto jututti vielä Mirandaa ja Elektraa ton live-vedon jälkeen ja kysyi, miten he muistelevat tuota parin vuoden takaista aikaa.
It was very early days and we were still quite, you know, new to everything. We were like learning. We were like, you know, babies in the music biz kind of. So we were learning how to play live, learning, you know, writing, you know, forming the record. It was like a very like turbulent and like it was a learning period definitely.
Yeah, what kind of dreams did you have for the future at that time?
I guess our dream then was just to
release an album
and to get better at playing live.
Yeah. Well, now the album is out finally. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
It feels so fantastic. We've said it's like giving birth a little bit. You've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and finally the day has come. And it feels scary in some ways, and but at the same time it just feels really wonderful. And it feels like we can sort of finally, you know, get it out and sort of start working and go on tour and for people to hear everything. Really.
And it's only out in Scandinavia so far, so it's out in the rest of the world on the 6th of April. So it's still only like Scandinavia, so we're, you know, it's not entirely released yet, so we're excited for
that. It's half released, yeah.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel it turned out in the end?
We didn't really have many expectations because you don't know what you're going to write before you write it, really. The tracks that we ended up choosing for the record were the tracks that we felt most for and that we felt fit together the best. So I'm happy that we got to do the record that we felt was the best record that we could do. Generally, we're really happy and really just relieved and sort of proud.
Yeah, and the album is very dreamlike. So what it is to create music that is kind of like melancholic and effortlessly light at the same time?
Mm. I guess when in terms of lyrics and in terms of melodies, that's kind of the base of what we do. But in terms of production, we love layering everything. We love putting a lot of vocals and harmonies and feeling like the music surrounds you, not just the wall in front of you, like more around you, like water all around you. And we want space into the productions.
Yeah,
and it's a beautiful album
because
it's just full of like really good pop hooks and it's so easy to listen in every situation.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Oliver. And the cover album of the album is really cool. We were just looking at it because it kind of takes us back like 40 years when you compare to the album covers you see these days. So how do you feel about your looks and the visuals of Seilulu? How important it is to you?
I think when we talked about the album, we wanted the album to feel like it represented lucid dreaming. Lucid dreaming in general, the
being awake in a dream.
And that's how we sort of thought together with our friends who did the cover with us. We wanted it to feel like you stepped into our dream and maybe you stepped into our nightmare.
Mm.
And that everything was quite surrealist, that it could be a dream, but it also could be reality.
Mm.
And that's how the cover is, that I'm sleeping and you're awake.
Yeah. But just barely awake.
Barely awake, but and I'm sleeping. Mm. I think that was kind of... We like to think that the songs come alive through the visuals.
Mm.
And that's how we try to look at it. And that
In terms of music videos or photos
or whatever.
And I think what we see music videos and visuals as an extension of the music. We want the visual part of Seilulu to look like the music sounds. As everything to correlate in this Seilulu world. And I guess that's how we've done things since day one.
Yeah.
When we sit down and create the visual, we listen to the song and go, well, what does this song look like?
Mm.
Where is this song? Where are we in the world? What colors? What? So that's how we work.
Seilulun Elektra ja Miranda kertovat, että heillä on erittäin tärkeää musiikissa toi visuaalinen puoli myös. Kaikki promokuvat, musavideot ja muut sellaiset, niin niiden pitää tukea musiikkia täydellisesti. Ja Lucid Dreamin albumin kansikuva, niin se on oiva esimerkki tästä. Se on semmoinen tosi unenomainen ja se huokuu koko levyn läpi kulkevaa unenomaista tunnelmaa. Jos haluat nähdä millainen se on, niin tsekkaa esimerkiksi Yle X:n Instagram-tili. Sieltä löytyy kuva tuosta albumin kannesta. Tuotannollisesti Seilulun mimmit hakivat albumille nimenomaan tätä ilmavuutta. Heillä on tärkeää, että kuulija ikään kuin kelluu siellä yhtyeen musiikin ympärillä, eikä törmää semmoiseen äänivalliin tosta noin vaan. Seilulun mimmit ovat myös erittäin ylpeitä tuosta esikoisalbumista ja etenkin siitä, että he saivat tehtyä siitä aivan sellaisen albumin kuin he halusivatkin. Jos nyt vasta tulit mukaan, niin suuntaa osoitteeseen ylex.fi. Sieltä löytyy vielä videokuvan kerran. Toi eilinen Seilulun tyttöjen live-veto täällä Yle X:n toimituksessa. Suosittelen, he ovat aivan upeita.
Uuden musiikin iltavuoro.
Yle X.